Hey there, my amazing listeners. Laura Bennett here, and if you're anything like me, you've probably had a little voice in your head whispering those oh so lovely and helpful things about yourself. You know, the ones that make you question your abilities, doubt your decisions, or just generally make you feel like you're not enough. Trust me, I've been there. So many times, it felt like my inner critic was throwing a constant pity party. But guess what? We don't have to let that negative chatter run the show. Today, we're diving headfirst into how to silence that pesky voice and start talking to ourselves with a little more kindness and compassion. Because seriously, wouldn't it be amazing to have a friend who cheered you on instead of constantly putting you down? Alright, let's get real. Negative self-talk can feel like this heavy blanket suffocating your confidence and creativity. It can make it hard to take risks, try new things, or even just enjoy life to the fullest. But here's the good news. You have the power to change that narrative. It takes work, I won't sugarcoat it, but trust me, it's worth every effort. First up, awareness is key. Pay attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up. What triggers them? Is it a specific situation, or are they just random pops of negativity? Once you know your triggers, you can start to anticipate and address them head on. Think of it like learning to identify a familiar song playing in the distance. You might not know the lyrics yet, but you recognize the melody. Same with those negative thoughts. Next up, challenge those bad boys. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, we find that those negative forces are based on assumptions or past experiences that might not even apply anymore. Remember that inner critic? Sometimes it's like your friend who always brings the drama and needs a good dose of reality check. And here's something super powerful. Reframe those thoughts in a positive light. Instead of saying, I'm not good enough, try I'm learning and growing every day. Instead of I always mess things up, think, this is an opportunity to learn and improve. It might feel awkward at first, but with practice, it becomes easier to shift your perspective. Another great tip. Surround yourself with positivity. Seek out supportive friends, read inspiring books, or listen to uplifting music. You know that saying, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. It's true. Choose your tribe wisely, those who lift you up and celebrate your successes, not those who bring you down. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a dear friend. Remember that everyone makes mistakes and setbacks are a normal part of life. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with understanding and forgiveness. Ever felt like you're stuck in a rut of negative thinking? You know, those days when everything seems impossible and your inner critic is having a field day. I totally get it. Just last week, I was prepping for this big presentation and my brain decided to launch into full-on anxiety mode. All these thoughts were swirling around. What if I forget what to say? What if people think I'm boring? What if I trip and fall on stage? Talk about a confidence killer. But then I remembered all the strategies we've talked about today and I took a deep breath. Instead of letting those thoughts spiral out of control, I challenged them. Okay, brain, let's be realistic. Have I ever actually forgotten what to say in a presentation? No. Plus, I've prepared so well, I know this stuff inside and out. And guess what? The presentation went amazing. I felt calm, confident, and even had a few laughs along the way. See, it's all about rewiring those thought patterns and replacing negativity with positive affirmations and self-belief. Okay, let's wrap this up, my awesome listeners. Remember, silencing that inner critic takes time and effort, but it's absolutely worth it. Be kind to yourself, challenge those negative thoughts, reframe them in a positive light, surround yourself with positivity, and practice self-compassion. You've got this. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Start by identifying one negative thought pattern that holds you back and try applying some of these techniques. Share your experiences in the comments, I love hearing from you. And remember, keep coming back for more daily doses of anxiety aid. Until next time, stay amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.